We welcome a visit who we had to wait, had waited too long last time. Mrs. Livni from Israel. She founded a platform at which the adverse effects of the vaccinations are collected, because apparently there is nothing like the register of race in the US, in Israel, or they are ignored. This is what we're going to find out later. Guten Morgen, Avital, und es tut mir wieder leid, dass Sie so lange warten.
Glad you're back. I just introduced you as someone who founded the a platform for all those who were affected after getting the COVID-19 vaccines, and you're also the person who founded the Testimonies Project. Can you tell us more about yourself?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I'm a mother of two from Israel, and in the last, let's say, 6 months, I started to hear more and more about people complaining that they got side effects after getting the Pfizer shot. And it got more and more. You could see hundreds and then thousands of testimonies on Facebook, on the website, and people I know. But at the same time, on the media, there was nothing. Nobody's talking about it. Everything is great. No side effects. And I was trying to reach a few organizations that, you know, were dealing with that. And they told me no one is willing to come out. They are afraid to expose themselves. And then they decided to move on with the experiment and give this injection to our children without stopping and checking all the complaints about side effects people are reporting. So I decided to take it on myself. And I started contacting people through Messenger on Facebook. There are certain groups of people who got injured, claiming that they got injured from the vaccine. Thousands and thousands of comments. So I just went over thousands of testimonies and reached out to hundreds of them. The ones that were very specific, like very healthy young people, somebody who didn't have any background disease or something that happened right after the vaccine. And I offered them to take a part of this project. When I told them that I give my word that nothing is published before I have at least 40 testimonies, so they will not be alone. And most of the people were not willing to come out. They said, go with it, go on with the project. It's very important. We want people to know what happened, but I'm not willing to expose myself. I'm afraid of what people will say in my work, in my family. My husband doesn't allow me to give my testimony. You have to understand that the environment in Israel is very, very, there is a great incitement against people who are vaccinated. So the people that I reached out to them that got the vaccine felt a need, the first thing to tell me, first I want to say I'm not against vaccine. But it's obvious you got the vaccine. But the atmosphere is so rough and so hostile that people immediately need to defend themselves. Eventually I got the 40 brave women and men, and that's a project.
And we see this here as well, you know, that what is not supposed to be cannot be. That's why they are not coming out and telling, so the vaccine that they believed to be, you know, the savior, basically, or, you know, where there was so much public pressure on getting the vaccine to save society and to go back to a normal life and, you know, maybe kill all the fear that they might have had, you know, because of the virus. So there's also an atmosphere here that they are in denial that there's any connection with the vaccine. But it's, I mean, I'm always, you know, very surprised by this, because, like, even if I take something that, you know, I did for a certain, you know, under a certain pressure or whatever, or the belief system, that they are so hesitant. What kind of social punishment do they fear if they can't come out? You know, could you maybe elaborate a little bit on that? What's your feeling?
You have to understand how tough it is when the prime minister himself is saying publicly to everyone that unvaccinated people are like someone who's going around on the streets with a machine gun, shooting viruses all over. Very famous people on the media, on the TV, the Israeli TV, says, you are murderers, even though everyone is getting infected and, you know, get others infected because of them. And they call unvaccinated people murderers, dangerous. The prime minister even went ahead with that and said that now in the schools, when they start to vaccinate the children, he wants the parents of the vaccinated children to fight with the parents of the unvaccinated people. God. Will make the pressure. He said it specifically. And also the Ministry of Health was videotaped saying that the green passport has no epidemiological sense. It was only meant to pressure people to get vaccinated. In the army, people give 2.5 years of their life to Israel. If you're not vaccinated, they cannot go to the dining room. They have to eat outside. They have to be isolated. You have places that they written on the front door and not allowed. People are not that unvaccinated are not allowed in. And also dogs are not allowed in. This is the atmosphere in Israel. It's unbelievable. The hatred you see on the website, the comments are... So people are afraid to come out. People are afraid to... there is the Israeli committee organization that was meant to... I have to say first something very important. In Israel, there is no serious, real system to collect the reports from side effects. We have nothing like the virus and the USA, nothing. You can't see if somebody else put side effects. There's no transparency. The Israeli people got thousands and thousands of messages reminding them where to get the vaccine. Now it's time for the second dose. Now it's time for the booster. None of them told me that they got a message saying, if you're experiencing something not normal, not usual, please report to this and that. So there's no system. And I will go further with that. 2 weeks after the project was published, the maybe because of the pressure, I don't know, the ministry health organization posted a post on Facebook saying, let's talk about the side effects from the booster. In less than 24 hours, they got 25,000 comments of people saying, how can you claim that it's minor? I got this and that. And people even loaded their medical papers of what they got after the vaccine. And obviously they got very panicked. And the Ministry of Health over the night started deleting thousands and thousands of comments. Luckily, people were taking screenshots of the comments to prove that the comments that were deleted had no bad language or fake, just people reporting about what happened to them. So there is no system to report. Even in my project, there is one of the women saying that she went to the doctor. She said, are you going to report about my heart problem after the vaccine? He says, it's not my job to report.
Incredible.
If you want, you can go and report. And people are finally saying and coming out with what happened to them. More than 25,000 comments, they delete the comments. So they don't want to know anybody. They don't want anybody to know what's going on in Israel. That's the...
Why do you think that is so? What is the reason behind this? What does the government want to keep from the people? I mean, if you have a new drug, and this drug doesn't do what it's supposed to do, and not only that, but it causes serious damage, what could be the reason for the government to keep this a secret?
I have no idea. Maybe if the cabinet meetings were open and not confidential for 30 years. And maybe if the contract with Pfizer was not confidential and, you know, with black, they erased everything.
Yeah.
The Israeli people have signed on giving the body to an experiment and they don't know the details. They don't know anything. We give our body and our money and we have no idea. It doesn't make sense. And I have to tell you also about the covering up of the what's going on. I don't know if you're aware of that, but the Ministry of Health, in August, they changed the criteria, which means that now people who took the two first doses of the vaccine but didn't take yet the booster are considered to be unvaccinated. Also, somebody who took the booster but it's not been 7 days yet, he's considered to be unvaccinated. So when they publish to the people, they say most of the people that are dying in the hospital from the COVID-19 are unvaccinated. They include in the numbers the people that got two doses or the people that died right after getting the booster. And the people, they don't know it. Also, if you will try to see the easiest way to see how the vaccine influence the Israeli people is to see in the graphs, where do you have the peaks of the vaccination, which is the first peak is in December and January, and now in August, the booster. And you can see a correlation with the peaks of dead people in Israel. Why is that? You can see a huge peak in the same time. And now with the children, people a little bit start to know about my project, so they contact me. And I have now two mothers of boys 15 years old that have myocarditis. I have a soldier, 21 years old, also myocarditis. There was a case 2 weeks ago of a 16-year-old boy who died from cardiac arrest. And the Ministry of Health claims that he died from post-COVID-19 symptoms, while his father said that he was never sick. How come? This is how it goes in Israel.
You know, we have the same thing here. I mean, obviously, we do have some kind of reporting system, but it's absolutely underreported what's going on. So it doesn't reflect the real situation. And it's, becoming more and more obvious. I mean, yesterday I spoke to two people I had never talked to on the phone and, you know, in a completely unrelated manner, matter. And it was that, you know, one lady said, you know, my cousin has now 15% of his heart capacity left, you know, like functionality because of myocarditis. But this person is not even, you know, the victim is basically not even aware or doesn't want to make the connection. And I called another one and another woman and she said, you know, the tennis teacher of my daughter is now not, he's 28 years old and he's completely, you know, out of order. He's in hospital and he's probably going to die. We don't know, you know, and another person, I think there's a video circulating with him, like he had one Johnson & Johnson shot, just one dosis, and now he's like paralyzed from the neck down. You know, it's so crazy. And there's so many people now, with these side effects. And also in Germany, it's not, it doesn't seem to be like of good taste to talk about it. You know, it's maybe that they want to be considered weaklings, you know, that maybe endanger the whole project, something like that. It's very strange.
I think it's very difficult for people who already got the injection to notice and admit that something is really, really wrong.
Yeah.
For two reasons. First, you feel like you've got, fooled.
Yeah.
That you didn't see the whole pictures. They treated you like a little child, naive child. And it's not a nice feeling, but the worst and second reason that they don't want to know about it is because once you realize there are serious problems after getting the vaccine, you understand that maybe you are also like a ticking bomb. You don't know what will come up. I know of young women, friends of mine, that they were completely okay after getting the vaccine. And only now, 5 months later, they start to get vaginal bleedings and problems with their period. Only now, 5 months later. And I think what's amazing that in my project, there were only 40 testimonies, and still you could see patterns, and you could see specific categories of the side effects. You can see that all the people, no matter what they had, everyone is suffering from serious fatigue, but very serious fatigue. The worst cases are like a young mother that cannot take her child out of the bath. This is how fatigued she is. And many of them, almost most of them, complain about numbing toes, fingers, like electric feeling in their fingers. And many of them complain about pain from the neck down and in the jaw. It was going all over the testimonies. And you can see also correlation in the categories that the young people that get myocarditis, it happens to them very fast, a few days or a week two after. Also blood clots in the heart or in the lungs, you can see it's like a few weeks, 1 week until 2-3 weeks. The people that get the clots in their legs, it's like 2 months after getting the shot. That's why it's so difficult to make the connection. The problems in the period and the bleeding, the vaginal bleeding, it's right after the vaccine, right after days. And most of them, they have like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So you see things that's very similar. And I only brought out 40 testimonies. And only in those 40 testimonies, you see a strong evidence that something is very wrong and has to be checked. And nobody's checking it. The opposite. And one more important thing that I have to share with you. And most of the people in my project said that the minute they got to the hospital complaining about the side effects, the first thing the doctors try to do is to push them into the corona department, even though they didn't have corona. It was one 85-year-old. It was in winter time. He was 5 hours sitting in a wheelchair in the hall because he wasn't willing to go inside the corona department. And they told him, if you're not going there, until you're not going there, we will not give you all the tests and checks. Only because he has a strong family around him, he was able to avoid going there. Why do they want to put them there? Serious question.
That's strange.
Where did they want to put him? I didn't get that.
Into the corona section. So claiming he was a corona COVID-19 patient. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't.
It's a little bit like the 16-year-old boy that died of a cardiac arrest, and they tried to tell that he died because post-COVID-19 symptoms, even though he wasn't sick. All the people, they were not sick, and still they wanted to put them in the COVID-19 section.
We have two short video clips that we're going to be playing at the end of this session, and it shows how the Amish people in the United States and Pennsylvania dealt with this. It's very impressive because these two clips show first that they really didn't do anything. They have always been very, let's put it this way, they kept their distance to modern life. They don't have any. They don't have any television. So in that sense, they're already cut off from the propaganda. But they have always, and for a good reason, as we now know, they didn't do anything. They said some of us got sick, yes, but it seems as though they have all recovered. There was no social distancing. There was no mask mandates. One of the two people who are interviewed are telling the reporter who interviews them that literally no one got the vaccinations. And the odd thing is, if you compare it with what happened in the rest of the world, which was, fully under control of the people who are behind this, the odd result is that in May of 2020, everything was over. Life is back to normal with them. how can that be if this is a deadly disease that can only be cured by so-called vaccinations? How does anyone explain this? And this is probably not the only example. There must be other places in this world where people are remote enough from this kind of modern life, which, as it, this is becoming clearer and clearer to me, this kind of modern life is not what we want. We don't want to go back to the old normal. We don't want to go forward to the new normal that they intend for us to happen. But this modern life, if it entails what we are experiencing right now, is the opposite of life. We have to get rid of these people. We have to disconnect from them. And these examples of people who have kept their distance, these examples show us in blatant in detail how important it is to disconnect from the global corporations, the global NGOs, and those people who are behind this. It is still very hard to understand how people in Israel are, how very few people in Israel are willing to stand up against this, because most people should be able to understand, if they have some sense of history, should be able to understand that this is a German problem, because it is a German professor who invented it with his so-called PCR test, and that the cure is also a German problem, because BioNTech is a German company. And all of the Jewish people whom we interviewed, including Vera Sharaf, who you probably know, she's a Holocaust survivor, all of us reminded us, do not look away. You have to see the parallels of what went on in the 1940s and what's going on now. It's just very hard for us to understand how very few people in Israel are connecting these dots. Another activist who we spoke with, her name is Ilana Rachel Daniel. I don't know if you know her. If you don't, we're going to connect you with her. Very brave woman. She offered an explanation. She said, well, it has to do with Israel's past, because Israel has always been under attack, and that's why the people have learned to trust their government, even though in some cases they didn't really like the people who were at the top of the government, but they have learned to trust their government because there's always attacks going on the Israeli people. And maybe that has to do, this is the explanation that she offered, maybe that has to do with Israelis not being willing to question what is going on because it's ordered by the government.
I think the main reason is the press. Because for a year and a half, the propaganda is horrible. You don't see anything that's going on outside of Israel. And people are, because of the Israeli situation, like you said, that we're always in some kind of a threat, people are addicted to news. So they were around the clock watching TV, and everybody were saying the same thing. One of the people on media said 2 weeks ago, he was interviewing, and it said, listen, as media people, we all know that we got an instruction in the beginning of the vaccination that we cannot speak against the vaccine. He said it out loud. So everybody is saying the same narrative. They never bring a second opinion, doctors from the other side, never. They show only the stories of people who are dead from the corona or suffering from a COVID-19 side effects, never the other side. And I think that after a year and a half, people are so brainwashed. Yeah. They're so afraid. And the worst thing is not the amount of people who got, the number of people who got vaccinated, but how they were able to make people afraid and hate each other. I lost many of my friends. And the other friends that I know that think like me, they are being quiet. They're not saying anything. And it doesn't matter if you took the vaccine or not. You have to stay a human being. And we lost it. We totally lost it. And about what you said about the Hamish, I have to say that you have also something a little bit similar in Israel, because the Orthodox, the Jewish Orthodox, they already live in very close communities. They have no TV. they don't really care about what the government said. Even in the first waves, they didn't respect the closed downs, and they kept people, children going to school. And what they did, the vaccination rate there is very low. In the Orthodox cities, you have like 20% vaccination. And what they did is all the teenagers, the Orthodox, they go to like boarding schools, that they sleep there and go back home on weekends. They told them, okay, now you stay a whole month. Nobody's going home. And you have to infect each other with the COVID-19 to get, that everybody is immune.
Natural immunity.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what they did. And now you see in the fourth wave, of course, nobody's talking about it in the Israeli media, that even though the vaccination percentage there is very low, also the percentage of sick people or positive people to COVID-19, very, very low, because they got the immunity. But nobody's talking about it.
That is precisely what the Amish people did too. I remember. You'll see it in this clip. They did exactly the same thing. They said, let this virus go through the population, and then we're all going to be immune. And that is what happened. That's why they opened up again. Well, they never really closed, but that's why they declared in May of 2020, we're all back to normal now.
So you have other places that show it. You can work otherwise. You can work in a different way. And actually, it works better because Israel is losing it. I mean, we are the most vaccinated country in the world and the most positive for COVID-19 country in the world. Something is obviously not working. And on the other side, you can see so many side effects. Yeah. So many. And...
Well, it's one and the same thing. In Vera Sharaf's words, this is a euphemism. We're not talking about breakthrough infections. We're talking about the fact that the vaccines are not effective. That's what it is. And if you look at the graphs from all over the world, we played, I don't know how many, but at least dozens of these graphs from all over the world. They show precisely what you're saying, that there were spikes in mortality, but they started only after the vaccinations, after the beginning of the vaccination. So if you take this together, connect the dots, if you look at what the Orthodox Jewish community is doing, or the Amish people are doing, or if you look at two neighboring states in the United States, South Dakota and North Dakota, one of them didn't do anything and the other had the harshest measures ever. If you look at these examples, it proves to you that it is not the virus. Nobody's denying that there's no virus out there. We just don't know what it is. But it is not the virus that is killing people. It is the vaccinations that introduces the virus, or the most dangerous part of the virus, the spike protein, directly into the body. That is killing people.
You know what's amazing? You see many celebrities in Israel shooting videos of themselves and photographs of themselves. Even though I'm vaccinated, I got the COVID-19. Thank God I'm vaccinated, because it could have been worse if I wasn't vaccinated. And now there is a joke running in the groups in Israel saying a man died from COVID-19. He was vaccinated. The doctor said, thank God he got vaccinated. It could have been worse. So you see how bad it is. It's like you can't. The truth is in front of your face. You see everything, but...
Yeah, you can only handle the truth with black humor. That's the only way to do it, I guess. Nobody's making fun of this. Nobody's not taking this seriously. But if you look at the measures, if you look at the government's activities, and we all believe that our governments are not our governments anymore. They're puppets whose strings are being pulled by somebody else. But if you look at their activities, if you look at the contradictory measures, this is totally, utterly ridiculous, unless you distance yourself from it. Through black humor. That's one of
what
the instruments you can use. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I'm sorry. Yes.
But, you know, I think, from the way they treat this issue with the victims from the vaccines, that clearly shows that it cannot be like a benevolent agenda. Because if you know, something is so obvious that there are problems. What a normal government would do, they would immediately look at all these side effects and, you know, do research and warn people and say, okay, we have to make like a, you know, we have to stop it to get more information and all these things. And that is not happening. I think it makes it all too clear that there must be something else going on, you know. I mean, we get all this information, you know, like now from a yesterday, again, you know, someone confirming this, like a radiologist from another country sent us information that, you know, he doesn't even have to ask the women anymore if they got vaccinated. When he looks at the lymph nodes, you know, they look as if they were exploded. And that means, you know, I spoke to someone yesterday who confirmed the situation also for a German radiologist. The problem is now, if you, for instance, if a woman has had breast cancer, and now they need to look at the lymph nodes to see if they got affected as well. Usually you were able to look at this with, like, you know, picture giving methods like ultrasound or like you know, x-ray and all these kinds of things, and in this case here it is MRT, whatever, like another
MRT, yeah.
You know, image giving method. And now it's not possible to do that anymore, because they look as if they go completely, if they were infected or like look terrible, like exploded. So they have to actually take out pieces of the
lymph nodes
to check if it's cancerous or not. So I mean, that's very painful, it seems, you know, and it's obviously a huge if there's nothing going on, it's an immensely senseless procedure, and it's also not dangerous if you take out something where there's a cancerous procedure going on or process going on. So it's a very dangerous and problematic situation for the women that, you know, one method of investigating if there's a disease reoccurring or occurring is not working anymore. You know, I mean, what's that? I mean, of course, you would, as a government, immediately need to go into all these things, stop it, investigate it, and then maybe, you know, adapt your the recommendation. It's so malignant, you know, what's going on here.
But you do.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
We get the feeling in Israel that they don't want to investigate. Mm-hmm. They don't want the information to come out. They want to come. I'm sure they know about it, and it's not. If you would only go to the cardiac departments,
yeah,
they are full with people. Pneumonia, full with people. Infections, full with people. They're not saying anything. But it starts to come out. You know, when I just started to work on my project, people asked me, what do you hope that will happen because of the project? I said, for the first thing that I hope that will happen, like a new Me Too wave of the people who got hurt after getting the shot. And this is exactly what's happening. People are starting to come out. It was in the post that the Israeli Ministry of Health posted, and the reaction. But it starts to come out. People also, known people, starting to come out and say, it happened to me too. I got this and that. It starts. But still, they're trying to shush people down and to push the vaccine to the young kids. Which amazes me. It's young children, and also in schools. You don't know what's going on in schools. The schools became like closed military. I don't know. Parents are not allowed to go in the schools.
Really?
They try to make like a green class program. In order to stop the isolation after getting positive. And the kids have to be tested like every day or once a week. It's really, really crazy. It's. And, you know, even Dr. Ayelet Ramon, she's the director of emergency medicine unit in the most famous hospital in Israel, in Tel Aviv. She posted a video that she got a 16-year-old in a very critical stage from the heart. He got resuscitate that brought him back to life. Mm-hmm. And she said that she's very concerned. She's not sure that the Israeli Ministry of Health is going to check it and to look deep into it to see the connection from the vaccine. She said it herself. She said it herself. A doctor in such a important hospital says it directly. She's not sure that they are going to check it and to look if it's connected to the vaccine, which everybody knows it's connected to the vaccine. It's obvious. You can't see so many numbers and not to make the connections.
Yes, the strangest reaction to that I can see from anyone is that from the doctors. This is not just so in Israel, it's the same in almost all of the other countries. There's very few doctors who dare to speak out, come out into the open and tell people what's really going on. Now, if I understand you correctly, some of the doctors who did speak out, or was it the media that you were referring to? Some of them said that at the beginning of the pandemic, they were instructed not to question anything. Is that so?
The people on the media, the reporters, are not supposed to say anything against the mm-hmm. vaccine. This is what one of the most popular and famous men on TV said just 2 weeks ago. The doctors are not saying anything, and I know a friend of my family who's gynecologist, and he's not supposed to say anything against the vaccination. And if a pregnant woman comes to him to ask, should I get the vaccine? The only thing he dares to say is, I don't know.
Huh.
They are afraid. They can lose their jobs. And the few people, a few doctors that dare to speak out, they come after them. They try to do to silence them with lawsuits. They try to take their license. One of the doctors said a few weeks ago, well, how can you say that there are only, I think the Ministry of Health said that there are only 285 cases of myocarditis. He says, only in my clinic I have 3. I'm just one doctor. How can you say you have 280? It's the numbers are obviously more than that. So they try to silence everybody. Two days ago, I spoke to a mother that her 15-year-old boy got myocarditis. When they got to the hospital, to the emergency, a nurse came out to them and started to shout at them, how dare you give the vaccine to a 15-year-old boy? She was shouting at the parents, but outside she's not saying anything against the vaccine. You understand how?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe my ears. Now you're speaking? Now you're shouting at the parents? Why you don't come out with all the information? When you speak to people off record, for example, there is one big company, I don't know the terms, it's an Orthodox religious company that is in charge of all the burials in Israel. It's called Chevrat Kadisha.
Mm-hmm.
There is a recording of one of the guys in one of the cities, and he said, we see many more raising the numbers of death, and every time we ask, it's vaccinated people. They see the numbers. And nurses that work in hospitals in labor, they say the amount of quiet birth and miscarriages, unbelievable. Nobody speaks out. I don't know.
This confirms this spike in the number of people who are dying, and then upon closer look, the undertakers find out they died after vaccination. This is being confirmed by another by a British undertaker whom we interviewed. His name is John O'Looney. I don't know if you've heard of him. If you haven't, I'm going to send you the video. There's a video of him. There's of course our interview, but there's also another video that he made before he was interviewed by us. I take this man very seriously because he precisely confirms what you're saying, what everybody else is saying. And he too says that in the beginning, he sort of fell victim to the mainstream propaganda. And when he was approached by the BBC, he played along with them. And he too appeared on a show claiming that this is deadly, this is really dangerous, etc., etc. And now he says in hindsight, he can't believe he did it because it's totally wrong. Everything is false. The entire narrative is wrong. So why is it that people don't see that much of this stuff doesn't make any sense, that people don't see that there are people around them now, not during the COVID epidemic, but only after vaccination. There are tons of people around them who get sick and who die. Because I don't know anyone who suffered from COVID or who died from of COVID. I do know a lot of people in the meantime, who have suffered serious side effects after getting vaccinations. Even in my own family, we have some examples.
I will give you another interesting detail. In Israel, 5.5 million people took the first vaccination, the two doses. But there are around, I think, 600,000 people who got only the first dose. Why? Why they didn't move on to the second?
Yeah.
They want the green passport. You know, most of the people, there was, they asked people, why did you do the vaccine? The majority of the people did it only because of the green passport. They wanted to be able to go everywhere where, and not to be limited and to work. So it has nothing to do with medical decision, nothing. But 600,000 of them took only the first dose. Side effects. What can you do? What's the reason not to move on to the second one?
Have you spoken to people who decided not to get the second dose?
I have on my project many people who got only the first dose and got injured very, very bad. Mm-hmm. Very bad. Yes. I have a woman that was bleeding for a whole month. Only when they give her to stop the bleeding.
Anticoagulation drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it stopped for a whole month for a whole, and pain and crunches and everything for a whole month. And she got only the first shot. Mm-hmm. Only the first shot. So you have a side effect from the first, from the second, from the third. Many people, they don't want to do the third now. And now they feel what the unvaccinated people felt in the first round, because now they are considered to be the bad people.
But doesn't anybody feel fooled if they hear that the government is saying, or the health authorities are saying, you are considered, even though you got the first two shots, you're considered to be unvaccinated if you don't get the third shot? Don't they feel fooled if they hear that even if they do get the third shot, if something happens to them during the first 7 days after getting the shot, they're still considered unvaccinated? Don't they see that this is stupid? Oh, man.
The thing about the 7 days, they don't know that. They don't know that. Only the people that are into the information, that dig deep, they know about it. Even though we post it everywhere, the people, they don't know. You know that Facebook is censorizing everything. Mm-hmm. I don't have to tell you. When I just published the project, I never said a word about the vaccination. Also, the project, nobody is saying this is definitely from the vaccine. They just say why did they took it and what happened afterwards. And the first day, the post was running, you know, sharing and... people were, the website fell down because people, 18,000 press on the first second we opened it. And Facebook deleted my post saying that I'm it's against community rules, something like that.
What community are they talking about?
Exactly. I don't know what. But it only helped me because I published what they wrote. And
the community of liars. That's who they're talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. I have no idea. I have no idea what they think about it. But I think what you said about the third dose, because people feel fooled, I think this is what's getting more awakening in Israel. Because now they understand that it's a circle that will never break. Mm-hmm. They will have to get the vax for the freedom. This is the thing. You want your freedom, you have to do something that you don't want. And now they understand that, and I think more and more people, that's why you have, I think, I don't know the right numbers, I think at least 2 million of the people that got the first two doses didn't take yet the third, the booster. Mm-hmm. And also, many of them got, you have many 30 and 40 years old that already got the booster before the FDA announced that they are against giving the booster under the age of 65. So they also feel very fooled. Mm-hmm. But of course, in Israel, they didn't say that the FDA goes against giving the booster under the age of 65. They wrote it a little bit different. They said the FDA approved the booster over the age of 65. So you see the information, the way people get the information.
Yeah.
And you know, as we speak, our German stream has been censored.
This is a live stream. So, and the German version, it comes in two versions. The English version, this is the original, of course, and the German version. The German version, which is being translated, the English version is being translated live, and it's just been censored. Doesn't make a difference because our viewers will still be able to see the whole thing in German and in English and probably many other languages after the show is over. But it shows you exactly who we're dealing with. We're dealing with criminals and liars.
And it also shows how desperate they are not to get the information, the toxic information out to the public.
They can't handle it. They can't handle the truth. The truth is too bright. It shines much too bright a light into their criminal activities. That's what this boils down to. It is, to us, it is very obvious. I wouldn't have said this a year and a half ago. I keep telling people that if somebody had told me this is going on a year and a half ago, I would have told them to take their pills, go see a doctor. But in the meantime, it's... We're seeing a live horror story. Instead of television or the big screen in the cinemas, we're seeing it being unrolled live for everyone to see, except that some people don't seem to take notice of what they can see.
I think the truth is coming out. I think the clock is ticking already.
Yes.
My goal is just to try and save the children. Yeah. That it will not to save as much life as we can mm-hmm. before everything will be out and everything, because it will stop. It will come out. They can't. The amount of dead and injured people, it's out there. They can't shush it down forever. Mm-hmm. But we're trying to save the children. I can't even imagine that they will give this injection to a 5-year-old. I can't. It's mm-hmm.
What about, is it true that in Israel now the new normal is that people have to get booster shots every 6 months? Is that true, or is this just a rumor?
The media is preparing mm-hmm. the people for that. They're saying, yes, this is how it goes. The effect of the vaccine goes away in a few months, and then you have to revaccinate yourself. And so they are trying to prepare the people for that. And now people are starting to realize that they will have to do it maybe forever, every 6 months. So now you have the people that say, I have no problem. I will get the fourth, the fifth. They're totally into it. But you have the people that start to say, okay, it's not a way, it's not a way to live. It's not working.
That's the point. It's not working. It's not just waning. It's not working.
It's not working.
Instead, it's causing all kinds of damage.
Yeah, not all the people are totally aware of that. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a relative, they still say, no, it's okay. But... Because most of the people did the two first shots only to get their lives back, mm-hmm. not because of the COVID-19, because they want to go back to mm-hmm. cinema, to theater, mm-hmm. to work. And they know that without it, they can't do it. So, in my opinion, very wrong reasons to do that. But, you know, people have the right to decide on their body. But now they understand that they will never have the life back.
Yeah.
There is such a funny thing. Hello.
Hi.
First. Hi. There's such a funny thing that normally we functioned well with all those viruses for 1,000 years, and we know them, and our immune system knows them. And now they try to install something we know already from other fields of economy. They try to install obsolescence. That means they plan the date when they can sell something new to us, because the old thing they just sold to us is out of date or yeah. obsolete. Mm. And this obsolescence is a very, very famous means to have a better business or to earn more money. And they just to install it with our immune system, which is almost ridiculous thing, because we have such a fantastic immune system, which is so well trained all the time, that those idiots now doing some laboratory trials looking for some molecules, and they say this will make it and that will make it. Oh no, it doesn't. We have to have new one. And so they make business all the time with this. And there are those agencies who sell this, and this is the media, and they have just bought it as some agency where they can make their reklame, where they can make the advertising with, and convince us that we have to follow them. It has nothing to do with health anymore. It's just a trick of merchandising, a trick of selling what they know very well. They know how to sell. We'd have to have a new iPhone or have a new model every 2 years, and new computers and new software, always updates. But we have an immune system which is automatically updating. And they try to make it better, and they kill us with it.
That's what's really going on. I'm afraid that's what's really going on. Is there some message, even from Israel, that sounds more optimistic? I mean, I can tell from what you're saying that more and more people are beginning to question what is going on because of the side effects, obviously, and amongst them, the majority is probably those who didn't believe in the COVID narrative in the first place, but who only got vaccinated because they wanted their lives back. But is there, for example, among the Orthodox or in the Orthodox Jewish community, is there more of an endeavor to change this, to fight back, to stop this, or is all of this going on behind the scenes?
In the Orthodox, I have specifically all my close family became Orthodox. So I have information from inside. Uh-huh. I know, actually, it's very known all over Israel that they're very independent. They don't go by the rules of the government. Even when Bibi Netanyahu was in charge, he was asking really, really nicely from the community leaders to try and follow the rules of the country, because they do whatever they want. And it tends to be that they're very smart. So now there is an obligation to put masks for the children in the classroom. Okay, while our parliament, nobody's going with I don't know if you know that, in the Israeli parliament, they don't go with that, and they don't have obligation of green passport. Only us, mm-hmm. slaves, we have to have the green passport. They don't need green passport. So in the Orthodox schools, they don't put the mask, and they have like a code word, that if somebody is coming to check, they tell all the children, they put right away the masks, they pretend that everything is okay. And once the person leaves, they do whatever they want. They don't put the masks on their children. They let them breathe oxygen to go to school like normal kids. But it's not all of them. And also they have their own courts It's a religious courts, and they ask for people to give them testimonies. They do their own research. They don't go by what the country dictates. And I know that I had a contact with one lawyer that brought them videos from the Testimonies Project as an evidence of other testimonies of what happens to people after getting the vaccine. So they do their own testing. I know that one court, one religious court, says to their people, nobody should be forced to take the vaccine, since we heard that there are a lot of side effects. So I don't know. I'm thinking about becoming Orthodox these days. Maybe it's better.
How many people are there? What's the percentage of the Orthodox communities in compared to the rest of the population?
I don't know. I don't really know. Maybe 20%.
That's quite a lot, actually. But I think we can learn. The rest of the world can probably learn a lot from both the Jewish Orthodox community and the Amish people, because this is what we're all going to have to do. We do have to disconnect from these horrific global corporations who are now profiting from all this, and the global NGOs who are all run by the same people. We have to disconnect and find our own rules, our own chains of supply, go back into our regions and do what is best for our region, because this is how democracy works. It works bottom up and not top down. We will not let us be ruled by people who are telling us from far away and for totally strange reasons what to do. We can make our own rules. I think it's great that they're having, I didn't know that they had their own judiciary, their own set of court systems. Probably now serves them very, very well.
Very well. It's because of the political situation in Israel. They got a lot of power because everybody who wants to make a government, they need their votes. Mm-hmm. So they can get whatever they want. Mm-hmm. So now it's very good for them, because they already have their own communities and they do what they want. But also I have to say that in Israel, there is, I think, with the awakening, a wave of, first of all, thousands of parents that took their children out of schools because of all the mandatories, the masks, the tests, the everything, and trying to build them an alternative schools. And yeah. Also people are starting to look for new communities. And like you said, to start everything in their own, ecological, grow their own food, so they will not be dependent on anything. Mm-hmm. So starts.
Why don't we? Is it possible for German people to become Orthodox?
They accept almost everyone.
we could think of establishing a church instead of establishing a new party.
Yeah, maybe that makes more sense.
Maybe. Well, maybe they have other limitations, though. You know. My project, they wanted to give a certain rabbis my movie, the project, and my sister, who is an Orthodox, she said, it's okay, I already made a version for the Orthodox, which means that if I'm speaking, they have to cover me up. In order for them to watch it. Mm-hmm. So maybe I will not go Orthodox yet.
But we can.
But the spirit yeah. of, like, you know, I mean, that's actually also happening in Germany as well at this point, you know, that the people looking to organize themselves with new schools, you know, separate from the system, which actually there's so many information how your kids can learn much faster than in the regular, you know, old-fashioned system, and machine, also people are looking at you know, new health system, new support systems, like growing food. That's the same thing. It's happening all over the world, and I think maybe they have underestimated this thing. But I think that the spirit of a new community, that's very, very important. That's going to be our exit, exit route, I think.
Yeah, it'll be our exit strategy, because that's, I think, the best way, the best thing we can do. Set up our own parallel society, which emphasizes human life instead of digital transhumanism. We don't want that. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Avital.
Thank you.
This was very instructive, and I think it gives a lot of people a much clearer view of what's going on in Israel. But it is also, if I look at your description of the Jewish orthodoxy, there's also a reason for hope. There's reason for optimism. And I firmly believe that this is, the turnaround is only a couple of weeks or months away.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Hopefully. We do our best to...
It's all up to us.
Make progress faster, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and have a great weekend, despite all the trouble that's surrounding us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.